When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do you make passwords that are strong enough so no one will guess them, you won't forget them, and find a way for everyone in your company to do the same without ever needing to reset them? Sounds impossible, unless you have 1Password. Companies lose hours every day just from employees forgetting and resetting passwords. A single data breach costs millions of dollars. 1Password secures every sign-in to save you time and money. Any device, anytime. 1Password lets you securely switch between iPhone, Android, Mac, and PC with convenient features like autofill for quick sign-ins. Protect your global workforce with simple security, easy secret sharing, and actionable insight reports. Right now, listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/runoftech for your growing business. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/runoftech today.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 407
on Now You Know. Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode. Babbel is one of the top language learning apps in the world. I've been a Babbel user for quite some time now, and I really like that it pushes me to always be learning something new.
Right, so maybe you like to learn from flashcards. Well, Babbel uses flashcards. Here we've got a picture of Florence, and it says, I am from Florence, and it says, do you remember these words in Italian? Io sono di Firenze. If I'm having problems remembering that, I can go back and redo that lesson until I get it.
Self-improvement is so important.
Babbel is scientifically proven to help you start speaking a new language in 3 weeks.
Its simple, bite-sized lessons give you the confidence to speak a new language wherever you go.
The intuitive lessons help you learn a language through real-life conversations and connect with the world.
I like how the lessons prepare you to have a practical conversation about travel, business, relationships, and more.
Some of the key points that set Babbel apart from others is that lessons are designed by real language teachers.
Babbel also offers live classes, so you get 2 free classes with your subscription.
Plus, Babbel has a few different subscriptions to choose from, including a lifetime subscription, and offers a 20-day money-back guarantee.
With just 15 minutes a day, you can start speaking a new language. It's easy to fit in a lesson when it works for you and your schedule.
Try Babbel and see how far a quick 15-minute lesson will get you speaking a new language.
And if you click the link in the description, you'll get 60% off on your subscription.
So Cars.com just came out with their 2024 American-Made Index, and Tesla again topped the list.
Now, last year, Tesla had the top 4 spots, so how do we do this year?
Well, let's take a look. We have the Model Y, Honda Passport, Volkswagen ID4, Tesla Model S, the Honda Odyssey Ridgeline, Toyota Camry, Jeep Gladiator, Model X, and the Lexus TX.
Interesting. So now that a bunch of these foreign companies' car models are being built in U.S. factories, they're now making the list.
Yeah, in fact, 66% of vehicles on Cars.com American-Made Index come from foreign automakers.
But hang on, where's the Model 3? Why is it not on this list?
Well, Cars.com says that they looked at 400 vehicles to get the top 100 vehicles judged through the same 5 criteria since 2020. Assembly location, parts content, engine origin, transmission origin, and U.S. manufacturing workforce.
All right, well, the Model Y has topped the list for 3 years in a row, but the Model 3 came in at number 21 this year? But, I mean, the Model 3 was number 1 in 2021, so how did it drop 20 places so quickly?
The only explanation that I saw was, quote, the Model 3 saw a drop in overall parts content percentage. Even so, the Model 3 features a variant with 75% U.S. and Canadian parts content, a requirement of the original AMI only one other vehicle managed for 2024.
All right, so maybe, like, the Model 3 has more battery cells that aren't made in the U.S.?
I mean, that would make sense because some Model 3 models aren't qualifying for the $7,500 tax credit because the batteries, we think, are coming from either China or Japan.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I think this is something that Tesla should publicize more in the U.S. I mean, an American car company making cars in America.
America!
So Tesla has reportedly gotten approval from the Shanghai government to begin full self-driving testing on some public streets, according to Bloomberg.
Tesla is also expected to receive approval for testing from China's Zhejiang province. Now, of course, the testing won't be carried out by Tesla owners like is done by a lot of us here in the U.S.
Instead, it will be Tesla staff that will hopefully begin testing starting in the next few days.
Now, this is a big deal that I don't think a lot of people really appreciate. China is the largest auto market in the world, three times bigger than the U.S.
If full self-driving can be offered to Chinese customers, that is a huge revenue stream that Tesla can turn on for very little cost.
Huge margins, in other words. And when FSD becomes robo-taxis, imagine what that will look like for Tesla, right? Getting to operate robo-taxis in some of the most populous cities in the world.
Places that will truly appreciate cleaner, cheaper transportation where parking is a big deal.
Hey, and if you like what you're seeing so far, please hit the like button. It really helps us out. And if you haven't subscribed yet, hit that button too. Now, as mentioned earlier this month, one of the best nonprofits fighting climate change has launched its annual EV raffle. So listen up.
And here's what we find most amazing. The C-Can Action Fund is giving away two fantastic cars this year.
Yeah, you buy one ticket to help save the planet and you get two chances to win an EV.
No other EV raffle in America does that.
And the prizes are amazing. The first place winner will choose from a Rivian SUV, a Rivian R1T truck, a Tesla Model X Plaid, or the Tesla Cybertruck.
And the second place winner will get the amazing Hyundai Ioniq 5.
All proceeds go to our friends at the Chesapeake Climate Action Network Action Fund for their work nationwide to solve the climate crisis.
Only 7,000 tickets total will be sold. And with two prizes, that gives you an amazing 1 in 3,500 chance of winning a new electric vehicle.
Those odds are nearly 60% higher than their last year's raffle.
To enter, visit evraffle.org. That's evraffle.org. Tickets are just $200.
See the link in the show notes, or again, visit evraffle.org.
Makes a great gift.
All right, so in Tesla's over-the-air update 2024.20.3, we're losing the Atari games.
So if you've enjoyed playing Atari's Gravatar, Tempest, Millipede, Missile Command, Lunar Lander, Super Breakout, and Asteroids while you're supercharged, then, well, I'm sorry to say, with this latest update, you won't be able to play these Atari games in your Tesla anymore.
No Atari games for you! So, I mean, does this mean maybe, like, new games are coming?
I'm thinking that basically Tesla signed some sort of licensing agreement with Atari, or whoever owns these
games. Like 5 years ago, it was.
And with that contract is probably coming to a close. I think that Tesla probably also looked at the data, because they probably have data on, like, how many times do you play Millipede?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played
When have I played Millipede last? They obviously have much better games, no offense to...
Like Polytopia and stuff is really fun. I've always thought that Tesla should release a new game like every software update or two, and that would just be something you'd really look forward to. And it's been a while since we've gotten a new game.
Right, but I mean, we still have... chess, which is hard to copyright. Sudoku, same thing. But then we have, Fallout Shelter, Beach Buggy Racing 2 with all the Tesla stuff. I mean, they have a Cybertruck in there, which I think is really fun. So I think that, I don't know. I don't think that...
Well, comment down below what games you'd like to see. Okay. I think we should let Tesla know.
Sure.
So Tesla just announced that the Model 3 Long Range, get this, now qualifies for the $7,500 federal tax credit. That means that in the U.S., you could get the new refresh Model 3 Long Range, that is 341 miles of range, 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds, for $39,990.
Wait. It didn't qualify before for some reason?
Yeah. Tesla might have tweaked the battery suppliers or the chemistry, or maybe because the IRS just relaxed that standard until 2027. I'm not sure. But either way, this is huge news for Tesla.
Yeah, because as we talk about so often, for every $5,000 that you can lower the price of a car, you double the number of people who can afford it.
I mean, this is lowering the price by $7,500, so it's more than doubling the number of people who can afford it.
Also remember that now... you no longer have to file for the tax credit and wait for the government to return money to you. The $7,500 now comes right off the sticker price.
I know. This is pretty cool. Let us know down below if this is going to move the needle for you on getting a Model 3.
And just a little hint, now's the time to start telling people about it. Yeah. So for people who have been like, oh, Teslas are just too expensive for me, tell them about this one, because there is basically no reason other than, oh, but I want an SUV, that would stop someone from getting this car.
Yeah.
So we reported back in May that during Tesla's job cuts, that their internship programs were halted, which was sad for many students looking for summer internships.
The good news is that Tesla is now opening up their internship program again. We have found dozens of internships in positions like firmware engineering, architecture, product security, and embedded software engineering in locations around the U.S., from California to Florida.
Many of these internships are for service internships, which is great for a number of reasons.
Yeah, number one, they pay well. I mean, some I saw in here pay as high as $50 an hour.
$50 an hour for an internship?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Number two, they're located all across the country, so you don't have to live in Fremont or Austin. They're pretty much anywhere that Tesla has a service location.
Number three, this is the future of automotive, right? So instead of learning how to fix a timing belt or replace a fuel injector pump, shouldn't our youth be learning about the latest technology? I mean, the future of transportation and not the past way that things were done. And I mean, I think this shows that the media a couple months ago talking about like, oh, it's the end of Tesla, they're firing people. Yeah, that was just a reset for Tesla like we talked about. Now they're bringing back all the same programs, the internships, they're hiring people back. They just needed to kind of clean house and make sure that they're working in the right direction.
But I mean, getting to repair Teslas, that sounds like a really great internship.
Yeah. Oh, also, if you're into welding, I just saw that the Boring Company is hiring welders in Texas. So if you want to work on that, there's tons of jobs
that's
working
awesome.
For Elon. So Martin Viecha is the outgoing head of investor relations at Tesla. And he reposted this video from Ryan's Model Y that we're going to be showing more of on Patreon bonus stories this week. But here's just the gist of it.
What do you reckon the number one selling car was in the world last year?
Toyota.
Close. What would you say if I told you it was a Tesla?
I wouldn't believe it.
1.2 million units the Model Y sold last year. Second place was a Toyota RAV4.
And this year, the Tesla sales are down. There's lots of stock on hasn't been delivered, so it's sitting there waiting to be sold.
Would you ever consider owning a Tesla yourself?
No, because the jury's still out on what happens with the battery at the end of the life, you know. And they're too expensive at the moment. Maybe another 5 years or 10 years.
Martin then said, still today, even in the US, when I tell people that the Model Y is the best-selling car in the world, I get a, there's no way that can be true look every time.
And then Martin said, for what it's worth, personally, I've always been pro-advertising. About 1% of revenue spent on ads, both digital and TV, would, I think, be margin accretive and mission accretive.
And this was our Patreon poll question for this week, so we'll have to see how our patrons feel.
I just took a look at it. Wait till you see what the answer
really?
Is.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
So let us know. Would you like to see Tesla spend about 1% of their revenue on advertising? By the way, that's about $800 million a year.
Now, I think that the reason that a lot of people want there to be advertising is because, especially in our community, is because it would take a lot of the load off of us Tesla owners.
What do you mean?
Because there's all these people out there, and they're so ignorant. And so when they come up to me and they're like, so I heard that those batteries are made out of skulls. I have to be like, what? No, that's not true.
Well, every 8 years, hey, you have to throw away the battery.
Yeah.
Start again.
I heard, and if you don't do it, it blows up. That's what I heard. So,
I love it because I have an eight-year-old Tesla, and so I can just have them get in it and show them, and it still works.
But it's such a pain for us Tesla owners to have to deal with this shit, and for Tesla to basically be like, why don't you tell them about it? And it's like, no, I want you to tell them about it.
And then they got rid of the referral program.
That's true. So I think that that's why most people want there to be advertising. It just would take a little bit
of a load
off.
Give us a vacation.
Yes.
Hey, so Jesse, remember back in 2020 when we formed a team and we raced a stock Tesla Model 3 performance at Pikes Peak and we won?
Yes, I do. That was amazing. And we proved that electric is the winner.
Well, now an electric truck has set a new production truck record at the 102nd running of Pikes Peak. Rivian just posted, what a thrilling day at Pikes Peak. Gardner Nichols and his quad motor Gen 2 R1T blazed across the finish line in 10:53, beating the time he set last year by 30 seconds and yet again claiming the record for fastest production truck to ever summit this iconic course.
So our winning time was 11 minutes and 2 seconds in the Model 3 performance.
Yeah, now last year's Rivian run was 11:23, so we beat them. But this year, they smashed that time by 30 seconds, and they came in at 10:53. And RJ Scaringe, CEO of Rivian, said, love being at Pikes Peak today. Amazing job to Gardner and the team. Also, Gardner's race suit is pure magic. And I do want to point out that there was another little truck there this year. Mm-hmm. It was the purpose-built 1,600 horsepower Ford F-150 Lightning Super Truck. It also raced and claimed fastest on the mountain overall with a time of 8:53. Driver Romain Dumas beat 60 other competitors, and that included him stopping on the race course.
What?
Yeah, the truck had a technical issue. Romain had to come to a complete stop, restart the truck for 26 seconds, and then went on to beat all 60 other cars.
That is so Ford.
That is so Ford.
That is so Ford. But I mean, good for him. Hey, good for him for continuing.
Do you think a reset will fix it? Let's try.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine
God.
How long that 26 seconds must have felt like?
Oh my God. And then you still won. I mean, that is really.
And then the Ford screen pops up. Wow. And then he still won. Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, 1600 horsepower.
1600 horsepower. Yeah. Jesus. So it just shows that Electrica is the future of racing.
Certainly does.
Yes.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Tesla owner Silicon Valley said Cybertruck Ultimate Endurance Test. No other vehicle can match this. We used everything you can imagine on the Tesla Cybertruck. Well, I mean, did they try a clay pot?
They did.
Oh. What about a bowling ball?
Yes.
What about a wood saw?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's everything I can imagine. And Elon said?
Nice.
Micro 2 Macro said, my baby is almost done.
Elon said, nice.
Brian said, breaking, dozens of Tesla Cybertrucks have been spray painted and vandalized in a lot near Sunrise Boulevard and US 1 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. These Teslas were reportedly ready for delivery in the Miami area and were being stored at this lot, which was empty up until a few days ago. Hang on. Why is Tesla storing like millions of dollars worth of merchandise in a lot with no security?
I mean, don't you think there's security footage on the cars themselves?
Maybe if they left them on. I don't know. I mean, I guess the person who took the time to write in very clear, like, let me just center this here. Elon, let me do it again. Elon. I mean, what the hell?
That's a lot of spray paint.
Yeah. I think let's catch this person, shall we?
Yes.
And this post from Nick Cruz shows that the Cyberbeast is the lightest EV truck in class when compared to other competitor top trim levels. I didn't know that. I just assumed it was heavier. Speaking of cyber things, cyber curve here. You remember this post from former Tesla SVP of powertrain and energy, Drew Baglino. He said back in April, Cybertruck charge curve improvements are coming over the air later this quarter to unlock up to 154 miles recovered in 15 minutes. Well, last week, Wes Morrill, Tesla's lead reliability engineer, said this.
Coming soon via over-the-air update.
Okay, so it's a little late, I guess, but is it technically in the right quarter? I don't know.
No.
But yeah, hopefully that's coming soon. And then speaking of cyber things, how about cyber cargo? This is Cybertruck showing off its cyber cargo abilities. Check this out.
Oh, man, that's a lot of weight on those cargo racks.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to calculate how many 2x4s are in that pack. I have no idea. I couldn't really see close enough. But it's got to weigh at least 1,000 pounds or more, right? I mean, putting them on racks?
Right.
I mean, look, let us know down below what you think that thing weighs, because that would be an amazing amount of weight. Now, I don't know if it actually drove out of the parking lot successfully, you know, got to the job site, but that's incredible if they have roof racks that can do that. And then check this out, Jesse. There is an auction coming up from IAAI. One of the trucks is in Florida. One of them is in Washington. Mm-hmm. So one of them is this black-wrapped Cybertruck that was in an accident. It was totaled. That's going to go up for auction. And then there's this other one here.
It doesn't look like it was in an accident.
Well, I don't think it was in an accident. If you look closely at that sticker, it was in a flood. So 26 miles in, it got flooded. That must be a really sad day for the owner. These are both Foundation Series. They both have really low mileage. One was 3,000 miles. This one's 26 miles. And yeah, they're going up for auction. So if you think you can fix it.
I can fix it.
Maybe join the auction.
Rich, get on it.
And if you want more news about Cybertruck, head on over to the Cybertruck Owners Club. They help sponsor the show. You're going to find everything you need there, including their tracker, so you can find out when you're going to get your Cybertruck. So over on our Now Let's Review channel this week, we reviewed something with an electric motor, but it doesn't move on its own.
And it runs off a battery, but it doesn't have one of its own.
It's a Tesla refrigerator. It is the ACO Power Test Fridge Portable Fridge Freezer that goes in a Model 3 or a Model Y.
Go check out our review video to find out all about it.
How much can it hold?
How fast does it cool things off?
How well does it work?
Do we recommend it?
And how much does it cost?
We ran it through its paces and tested it in real-world conditions, like we do with everything that we review, to give you the scoop on whether you should consider products like the ACO Power Test Fridge. And on our Now We Adventure channel, Zach and I explored Boston on e-bikes.
Yeah, we took a route from south of the city along the coast and then up through the city, passing many of Boston's sights in just about 2 hours.
Yeah, it was quite the trip. We basically got through Boston faster on an e-bike than I have ever before in a car.
And we saw forts, naval ships, the aquarium, Bunker Hill, and so many other cool sights along the way.
Whether you want to make a similar trip yourself or want to enjoy the adventure from the comfort of your armchair, come join us over on our newest channel.
I just want to point out, we have this really cool map that we put on the videos throughout the journey so that you can, you know, see where we are if you want to do the same journey. And Brian, our awesome Nowy Adventure editor, found a map of Boston from like 1775 that showed how much of our route we would have actually needed a boat because we were riding on what is now landfill.
And it makes a lot more sense why it was two if by sea.
Mm.
Because otherwise, Paul Revere could have just taken an e-bike.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Ring, ring.
But you know, there's one place in America that we probably are not going to be able to go for an e-bike adventure.
Where's that?
Key Biscayne in South Florida.
I mean, why not? We traveled through there on our Tesla Key West road trip back in, what was that?
7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2017.
Okay. Wow. But I mean, most of those little key villages look like the perfect places to ride e-bikes.
Oh, I agree.
But then why couldn't we have an e-bike adventure in Key Biscayne?
Oh, because e-bikes are now banned there.
What? Why?
Well, because in February, a local tutor, 66-year-old Megan Andrews, who police say was riding her pedal bike at night without lights or helmet, was involved in a fatal collision with a 12-year-old riding an e-bike on his way to soccer practice. The medical examiner ruled the collision accidental. The town quickly enacted a temporary ban against all electric bicycles and motorized scooters, and that turned into a permanent ban.
I mean, that's a tragedy that she was killed, but I don't understand. If this was a car that collided with her, would the town have banned all cars? I mean, in 2021, here in the U.S., 966 bicyclists were killed by automobiles in 1 year. And we don't ban automobiles. I mean, that's why in many places there are helmet laws. She wasn't wearing a bike helmet, and she wasn't using any lights at night. And also, it probably wouldn't have mattered if that kid was riding a pedal bike or an e-bike.
Yeah, I think there's this stigma, and I think a lot of people thought, well, that's what, I knew e-bikes were bad, let's ban them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is an accident. I'm sorry, accidents happen. I mean, she could have hit a pole or a curb. I mean, if you're not wearing a helmet and you're older, I know myself when we go e-bike riding, because I wear a helmet, if I were to get into an accident, if I you know, I don't have the reflexes that you have. Like, if I don't throw my arms up in time and I bonk my noggin. So yeah, I just think this is really sad because this is a perfect flat community where e-bikes would be great, and I don't think it was because kids were, you know, going 45 miles an hour with their e-bikes.
Well, it's now official. The electric vehicle company founded by Henrik Fisker has filed for bankruptcy.
As Elon posted upon learning this, the default state of a car company is dead.
There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
And maybe Henrik Fisker should have spent less time twerking and more time running the company.
Cruising smoothly in my EV machine. No gas, no fuss, environment clean. Electric boss living the dream.
By the way, here's footage of Fisker's HQ now. It is now completely empty.
So unfortunately, if you bought a Fisker EV, you're probably going to have trouble getting it serviced.
Yeah, there are many complaints that I've read about online where Fisker owners couldn't get a hold of any customer service assistance via phone or online. One woman's Fisker wouldn't start, and she couldn't get any help from the company.
Tech support!
I mean, normally you buy a car and it, you know, it'll go out of warranty. You know, maybe you buy a used car. Maybe you buy a car that's 100 years old. You can still find parts for that car,
yeah,
right? If you bought a Fisker, there's no parts.
Nope.
There's no parts.
Nope.
You could buy a Tesla out of warranty and the service center wouldn't even touch it. And you'd still be able to find parts, at least on eBay,
yep,
because there's so many Teslas around that there might be a broken one that somebody takes apart and gives you the parts.
I mean, it's really sad that you're probably still making payments on your Fisker Ocean even when it won't start. Yeah.
Oh.
No one's going to want to buy it.
Ooh.
It is worthless.
Brother,
But I mean, these cars are probably still under warranty.
Yeah. I mean, right. If you can get someone on the phone. I mean,
you bought it with a warranty.
I know. I mean, after the bankruptcy, maybe you'll be able to get some kind of service, or maybe they'll have to have a third party service it. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's bad.
But like, there's never been a car that I can think of.
And this is like the third company he's done this to.
Oh my God. Like, this is like if you bought like a really expensive, like a Lamborghini or something. But even then, you could take it to Lamborghini and they'd probably take care of you for a lot of money. Man, that really sucks. I am so glad that we didn't buy a Fisker to test out for you guys. Sorry. Why would we have bothered? Jesus.
I mean, it's called the ocean. Maybe you should just drive it into the ocean.
don't.
To all our lovely UK viewers, Tesla Energy said Powerwall 3 is now available in the United Kingdom. And I didn't know this, but the Powerwall 3 now has a built-in solar inverter. It can output between 3.6 kilowatts and 11 kilowatts. So the Powerwall 2 does not have that, but the Powerwall 3 does.
And to all of our lovely German viewers, Powerwall 3 is now available in Germany.
I mean, this is a great sign. It points to Tesla having much more battery production capacity. This is really good news.
So viewers in Germany and the UK, please share with us any stories, photos, videos about the Powerwall 3. Send them over to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Unfortunately, Eli is having some plumbing done, and it looks horrific. I'm really sorry, Eli. So we're going to cover the SpaceX news this week. SpaceX just said Falcon 9's first stage lands on Just Read the Instructions, completing, get this, their 250th drone ship landing. I guess they got it down.
Yeah. The drone ship looks like all used and old.
If you can't read Spanish, I'll translate. Starlink Mini is now available in Colombia, Panama, El Salvador, and Guatemala. You can place your order online in less than 2 minutes, and that is the 104th country.
Wow. And that's Starlink Mini.
Yeah.
That we just reported on that like last week.
I know. It's crazy.
Holy crap.
And if you haven't seen this yet, everybody, you got to go watch it. Everyday Astronauts interview with Elon. You can see it on X or on YouTube. The first part is out. I think second part just came out now, too. It's absolutely incredible. You're going to have your mind blown as you walk around Starbase with them. And Everyday Astronaut said, it's also just incredible how many they're building. People laughed when Elon said they'd be building one a day. Elon said, we could build a lot more, but the next version of Raptor is really the one to scale up production. We begin testing it in McGregor within a week or so. Regenerative cooling and secondary flow paths have been made integral to the whole engine. Thus, no heat shield is required. Nothing quite like this has ever been done before. Taking away the entire engine heat shields also removes the need for 10 plus tons of fire suppression behind the engine heat shield, as any gas leaks simply enter the already superheated plasma surrounding the engines, rendering the leaks irrelevant. Raptor 3 also has higher thrust and ISP. And SpaceX says the Falcon 9 delivers 20 Starlink satellites to orbit from California. I mean, I know, there's so many of them, so many launches, it's getting so mundane. Another 20. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to pick up this amazing razor and get 100 blades for free, you can use our code Now You Know. And if you put the blades in your cart, you'll get them for free when you go to checkout. Escape into the
future. Now, you're probably wondering about Starlink Mini pricing. So email invitations for Starlink's new Starlink Mini dish kit have started arriving in some people's mailboxes. And so we get to see the initial pricing of $5.99.
Okay, so that's a bit more than the standard Starlink version 4 dish.
Yes, but in the email, SpaceX explains, our goal is to reduce the price of Starlink, especially for those around the world where connectivity has been unaffordable or completely unavailable. But in regions with high usage, where Starlink Mini places additional demand on the satellite network, we are offering a limited number of Starlink Mini kits to start for $5.99.
Okay, so this seems like it's an early adopter price and that hopefully prices will drop as the production ramps. Now, this is the price of the dish. You will also need to pay a monthly subscription. What is that?
Existing residential customers right now pay $120 per month for unlimited data. The mini roam plan of 50 gigabytes of data per month is an additional $30 a month for those customers. Anything over the 50 gigabytes per month is currently $1 a gigabyte. And so far, it looks like to get a Starlink Mini, you need an invite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not the simplest thing in the world to get the mini.
I think it's because they're just not in full production yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it'd be cool if you don't need tons and tons of data. I mean, first of all, 50 gigabytes of data is a lot. Mm-hmm. It's enough to do all sorts of jobs if you're not watching constant 4K videos. So I think that would be plenty for most people, especially like students.
And I think that the big thing here isn't necessarily these dishes. I think that it's one half of the equation. The other half of the equation is the number of satellites.
Yeah.
The number of satellites
6,000
determines the bandwidth. So the more satellites SpaceX can put up there, the more bandwidth and the more coverage, not necessarily more coverage, they have already covered everything, but the more dense a network that right. They can actually accommodate.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Going Green. So this is the SEA Wind Monopile Factory in Teesworks, UK. It's actually under construction right now, but when it's finished, it'll be the world's largest monopile factory.
So monopiles are those huge steel tubes that are driven into the seabed that are the foundations for offshore wind turbines.
This factory is going to span 90 acres and will produce monopiles that weigh, get this, up to 3,000 tons.
3,000 tons, not 3,000.
How do you make passwords that are strong enough so no one will guess them, you won't forget them, and find a way for everyone in your company to do the same without ever needing to reset them? Sounds impossible, unless you have 1Password. Companies lose hours every day just from employees forgetting and resetting passwords. A single data breach costs millions of dollars. 1Password secures every sign-in to save you time and money. Any device, anytime. 1Password lets you securely switch between iPhone, Android, Mac, and PC with convenient features like autofill for quick sign-ins. Protect your global workforce with simple security, easy secret sharing, and actionable insight reports. Right now, listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/runoftech for your growing business. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/runoftech today. How do you make passwords that are strong enough so no one will guess them, you won't forget them, and find a way for everyone in your company to do the same without ever needing to reset them? Sounds impossible, unless you have 1Password. Companies lose hours every day just from employees forgetting and resetting passwords. A single data breach costs millions of dollars. 1Password secures every sign-in to save you time and money. Any device, anytime. 1Password lets you securely switch between iPhone, Android, Mac, and PC with convenient features like autofill for quick sign-ins. Protect your global workforce with simple security, easy secret sharing, and actionable insight reports. Right now, listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/runoftech for your growing business. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/runoftech today.
Pounds, which is already way heavier than you can lift. 3,000 tons. The construction phase alone will generate 1,500 jobs. And then once the factory becomes operational in 2026, it will employ 750 people.
Now, think about this for a second. If they're building a factory this big, why do you think that is? Because companies like Ørsted are planning to install so many wind turbines that they need a factory to pump out just the monopiles to support them. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I mean, it seems like boring news. I get it. Because you're like, well, I'm not even going to see these. They're down on the seabed. That's how you build a wind turbine. Mm-hmm. So really cool to see this happening.
When you're sitting at a charger in your electric car, you're a sitting duck. You can't drive away because some software engineer said, well, if they drive away, they damage the cable.
Well, then how are we able to do this?
That is because of our amazing friends over at EVject who make this, the EVject Escape Connector. Simply plug this into your car and then plug your charging cable into this. And then if anything weird or dangerous happens while you're charging, all you have to do is stop charging and drive away. It's that simple and could save your life someday. So I really urge you to go get the EVject. And if you use our code NYK at checkout, you'll save 50% at checkout.
That's right, 50%. And if you do end up using it, our buddies Craig and Eric will send you another one for free. All right, it's time for sunspots. So you know that we humans drill oil out of the ground.
And we collect energy from the sun.
Right. So what if we pitted one against the other to see which is actually producing more power for us humans?
Okay. How do you propose to do that?
Well, how about if we take the 7 biggest oil companies, Exxon, Chevron, Shell, Total Energies, BP, ConocoPhillips, and Eni, and we total up how much energy in exajoules those 18 million barrels of oil a day make.
Okay. How will we measure the solar?
Well, how about if we take China's 7 largest solar panel manufacturers and we see how much energy all the solar panels that they produce in a year total?
Okay, I'll go with that. So what are the numbers?
The 7 biggest oil companies pulled about 40 exajoules of energy out of the ground last year.
Okay, 40 exajoules. That sounds like a big number.
Yeah, an exajoule is 1 quintillion joules.
That doesn't really help me much.
Okay. How about this? 1 exajoule is equivalent to 277.8 terawatt hours of electricity. Doesn't help. Okay. The U.S. uses about 94 exajoules of energy annually.
Okay. That helps.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. So oil produces 40 exajoules a year. How about the solar panel makers?
The 7 biggest solar panel makers in China make panels that produce about 5 exajoules.
Oh, okay. So oil wins.
No, hang on. Once you pull a barrel of oil out of the ground and burn it, what do you have?
Air pollution.
Right. What do you have after a year of using a solar panel?
You have a solar panel.
Right. Most solar panels are warranted for 25 years. So you've got at least another 24 more years of energy production.
As long as the sun keeps rising each day.
True. Yes, that has to happen. Okay. Right. So even using a super conservative number, let's say solar panels only last 15 years. I mean, the panels on our roof have been on there for a decade and are still working like the day they were installed.
Okay, I see where you're going. So 15 years times 5 exajoules, that's 75 exajoules of energy that those solar panels would contribute to the electrical grid.
Right.
And that's only if they last 15 years.
Right. So once you make a solar panel and you point it at the sun, you're done for decades. Sit back and soak up the free energy.
With oil, you've got to keep drilling, transporting, refining, pumping, cleaning up spills, finding more oil because you just ran out in that well. So right. Now you got to go find another one and drill that one and explore and get permission and, pollute, all that stuff, okay? Right.
And this is where everyone is missing the geopolitical impact of solar. Everyone thinks that whatever country has the most oil is the most powerful.
And no, it's what country can make the most of these.
Exactly. Right now, China produces about 80% of the world's solar panels. China is producing panels at about 18 cents per watt. Now, compare that to panels made in the US and Europe at about 36 cents per watt, and you can see why.
Now, a lot of that cost is volume. It's because they're making so many panels. So it's cheaper to buy the materials in bigger bulks. It's cheaper to produce them because you have a bigger factory.
Right. And I mean, I think that's what we should be focused on in all of our countries is how to increase solar production. Now, as columnist David Fickling in Bloomberg just wrote, right now, 7 Chinese companies have a bigger stake in the power source of the 21st century than the 7 sisters of oil that dominated the 20th. If you want to understand the roots of the geopolitical angst driving Washington's crackdown on China's clean technology, it's impossible to ignore that fact. And just to point out, Chinese solar production is up 45% over last year, and solar just produced 9.7% of all of China's electricity in May. So this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's also interesting that we can buy those solar panels, and then we have those solar panels, and then they are no longer really Chinese solar panels because they're on American soil.
Except now we have these huge tariffs against them, so they're super expensive.
Right.
So we're not able to bring as much solar energy into the country. It is kind of stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you'd like to be your own solar energy provider, talk to the team at EnergyPal. They are solar and battery experts, and they're going to help homeowners like you go solar for less. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Now, remember, we need your stories to make the show good. So send them in to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio, no music, and send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
We have Mark, who sent us this story about solar and energy rates in Alabama.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Mark in L.A. It's lower Alabama for you noobs. Anyway, electric bills here were getting kind of high, so I was looking into getting solar panels. I got all this beautiful roof up here all facing the south. So I called EnergyPal, and they were unable to help. They could not find anybody in my area that would do the work. Finally got a hold of somebody in northern Alabama, Eagle Electric, and what they proposed to me was a 12 kilowatt system with 30 panels. It would pretty much cover this entire roof, and it would cost me about $32,000. That's with all the discounts and incentives and all that. And the sad part is it only would generate enough electric for 2 months. The other 10 months of the year, it would be only about one third of what I use. And also, Alabama Power is not very friendly for solar. They want $5.41 per kilowatt of installed panels, which would charge me $65 a month. Their reasoning is they want me to support their infrastructure so they can be my backup in case the sun goes out. I started looking into different rates and other plans, other options, and what I found is they have different rate plans. So if you just go with the standard plan, it's a published 14 cents per kilowatt hour. A couple mystery fees averages out to about 17 cents, which I think is kind of high. We found a demand plan, which since my wife and I are the only ones in the house, it's pretty easy to like just turn everything off certain hours of the day. And we got our published rate down to 7.1 cents per kilowatt hour. And with an EV rider, I get an additional discount of 1.7 cents after 9 o'clock at night to charge the cars. And the cost after the new rate and the EV rider at 5.4 cents per kilowatt hour to charge an 80 kilowatt hour battery is only $4.32. Now, that's not bad to put 300 miles of range on the Tesla Model Y. Something else we found is that they will give you up to $500 for an electric charger. And so they paid $500 to put in a second charger and also set back thermostats. They gave me $200 to buy two programmable thermostats. So don't have solar at the moment. I would love to be off grid, but what I did find is if you change your rate plan and look into other incentives, you can drastically lower your rates. We cut ours down easily by a third, almost by a half, just with the EV rate and the new plan. So now you know.
Mark, I'm so sorry. I had no idea that in an entire state, it would be that hard to get solar.
One of our most southern states.
I know. Just sun.
With the most sun. Like, it's
your house looks perfect.
You're
for
not
it.
In Arizona. I understand. It does rain and there will be clouds. But, oh my, why is it so expensive?
I don't know.
That's
crazy.
Too expensive.
Yeah. But really, thank you for pointing out that there's other ways to lower your electricity bill. That's yes. Really good information.
But we have lots of ideas on how to do solar for cheaper. And so we're working on that. And we'll talk. We'll chat.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And this week, we got so many stories. So if you are a patron of ours, you get to watch all of them for $1 a month. So please, go consider joining us on patreon.com/nowyouknow. Support us and go check out all the great stories we've got for you. It's a Patreon bonus. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. We've got a poll this week.
Do you agree with Martin Viecha? And this is where he was saying that he would do a 1% revenue spend on ads.
Now, what do you think our patrons said, yes or no? Did they agree with him?
Well, a lot of them are Tesla owners. So having Tesla ads would make their lives a little bit easier so they didn't have to explain basic principles to their friends and family. But I also know that a lot of them are Tesla investors and have been so for a long time. And so they probably already know that you don't need necessarily to do ads.
So what's your guess?
I'm going to go with no. They don't agree.
50-50.
Oh, wow. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. I'm 50-50 if I'm being honest.
I know.
Because again, I'll drive the Cybertruck down the street. And I'll go like, I'm a driving billboard. Tesla mm-hmm. doesn't need to advertise. But then I'll pull over somewhere.
And someone, like, what is
someone
that?
Will talk to me and be like, what is that? And I'll be like, it's the Tesla Cybertruck. And they're like, it's a what? And I'm like, Tesla Cybertruck. They're like, a what? And I'm like, are you deaf or are you just, it's a Tesla? Yes, it's a Tesla.
Wasn't he an inventor?
Or I will look at my Sentry mode footage. And I will just see guys who will circumnavigate the truck multiple times looking for what it's called.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say anything other than Foundation Series on it.
So you know how on billboards they have those little flyers with the things you pull off the tabs with the phone number? We should just have that stuck on the truck with like, this is a Tesla Cybertruck. Go to Tesla.com.
I know.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Elon reposted Tesla's post of FSD supervised makes parking easy. An AI driver said no spots available at destination, so FSD 12.4.1 makes a U-turn and parks across the street.
Whoa, that's cool.
Elon said, working on the Tesla Master Plan 4, it will be epic.
Did we do the part 3?
Yeah.
I almost forgot about that.
Doge Designer says, who is funding all the negative articles about Elon Musk in the media? Elon said, dicks. Elon then said, Dick Edelman, to be precise, probably other dicks too. Wall Street Silver says everyone is posting that the annualized number is about $1.05 trillion. However, the interest on the debt for just May of 2024 was $103 billion. Debt will grow another $2 trillion or more in the next 12 months.
Elon said the federal government is spending America into oblivion.
Lee Hood says, do you like J.K. Rowling? Yes or no?
Elon said yes.
Adam Nathan says, in 2010, downtown San Francisco was glowing. Today, it's in deep trouble. We created the problem, and now we have to fix it. That's why I'm speaking up. It's time to turn our city around.
Elon said, one, the gross receipts tax needs to be revoked, as it makes it impossible for finance companies to be in San Francisco. Two, criminals must be incarcerated. Three, openly selling of fentanyl and crack on the streets must be prosecuted. That's what is needed.
Holmar's catalog says for $42 billion, they could have bought Starlink dishes for 140 million people. The U.S. population, by the way, is 333 million.
That's more than the households in the United States. I know you're like, but per people. It's not, no, you're counting babies. You're counting like couples like that. That would be every house in America could have had a Starlink terminal. Yep. Now, there wouldn't have been enough bandwidth, but at least there would have been a dish for everyone. And Elon said, wow, that's crazy. Surely some people should lose their jobs over this. If wasting billions isn't enough, what does it take?
Brendan Carr, who, by the way, is the FCC commissioner, said $42 billion years later and the Biden administration has not connected even one person to the internet with these dollars. $42 billion!
Elon said this government program is an outrageous waste of taxpayer money and is utterly failing to serve people in need.
Where did the money go?
How do you...
is it sitting in the bank?
How do you not accidentally...
did they burn it?
How do you not take $42 billion and spend it and not accidentally cause somebody to get access to the internet? How does that not happen?
I think it's because of this. Dillian says, can someone explain to me why the Biden administration hates Elon so much so that they're willing to completely fail at their policy agenda as long as they avoid Musk products?
And Elon said the Biden administration is utterly controlled by the unions at the expense of the American people.
Doge Designer says Dell is building an AI factory for XAI.
Elon said, to be precise, Dell is assembling half of the racks that are going into the supercomputer that XAI is building.
And who's building the other half, they asked. IBM, HP, Cray, SGI?
And Elon said SMC, or supermicrocomputer.
Smokeaway says Elon is building a giant GPU cooler in Texas.
Elon said sizing for roughly 130 megawatts of power and cooling this year, but will increase to 500 megawatts over the next 18 months or so, aiming for about half of Tesla AI hardware, half of NVIDIA and other. Play to win or don't play at all.
Woo!
Holy
Marcus D says every 0.9 will approximately 10x the required compute. That is why this is the start, not the end.
Elon says not as high as that, but still very high. The march of nines of reliability requires massive data and compute. And so what they're talking about is reliability with full self-driving. You cannot really have 100% reliability. You can only have it be 99% reliable or 99.9% reliable or 99.99% reliable. That's the march of nines, as Elon says. Each nine that you add means that basically you can go 10 times as far as the previous version. And so that's what they're talking about here.
Elon says, we would be nothing without our fans. Of course, that's a joke about the turbo fans. Omar's catalog says half Dojo, half NVIDIA.
Elon said, mostly hardware 4, some Dojo, then hardware 5, which has been renamed to AI 5 in the second half of next year. The Tesla AI 5 computer has roughly 10 times the capability of the hardware 4 computer, and Tesla makes the whole software stack.
Level SIO says, no way Elon literally building a giant GPU graphics card.
Elon said, basically just a graphics card at scale.
Elon then said, this platform is the number one source of news in the world. Norlin Orbaugh, he was the first one to get a Neuralink. He said, thanks for having me on Joe Rogan. Let's do it again sometime.
Elon said, Nolan and I discussed a possible second Neuralink next-gen version that would allow his other brain hemisphere to interact telepathically with his computer. This would be like having two-handed control ability, the equivalent of mouse and keyboard.
Nolan then said, this is perfect because my right hemisphere has been pretty jealous of my left hemisphere lately. Alternatively, if you just want to replace my entire skull with one giant Neuralink, I'd be down with that too.
And Elon said, fire. And that's because I would say in the Joe Rogan interview, it seemed like Nolan was kind of sad because he knew that he wasn't going to get more Neuralinks because it was like part of a test.
But I mean, there's more space. You know, this is just a quarter, right? Well, the size of a quarter.
This is the nice part about Elon being part of the company because he's like, okay, we have this guy who is breaking the records of history here by getting Neuralink implanted. So like, why are we just going to keep him on this like, oh, we have a very specific test regimen. They're going to give him another Neuralink. Exactly. And I think that that's really, really nice. It's just a nice thing because this guy is awesome.
He is. Alex posted this whole thing about BMW having canceled an order for $2 billion worth of batteries from Northvolt, and they ended by saying they're still very interested in establishing a high-performance manufacturer of circular and sustainable battery cells in Europe.
And Elon says, very.
Elon then said, super strong support from retail and large investors meant a lot to me. I will do my utmost to ensure that their faith is rewarded. Thank you, Elon.
Thank you.
Then he posted this. And then he posted this meme. He said, she's more deadly than the Death Star.
Very true.
Doge Designer says, breaking, birth rates in the world's rich economies have more than halved since 1960 to hit a record low.
And Elon said, population collapse, catastrophe.
And we're going to talk about what Elon's been doing about this personally in our Patreon bonus stories. Chad Gibbs says, I just set up a fresh mini about 2 minutes from box to 180 megabits per second.
And he set it up in the back of his Cybertruck, and Elon said, cool.
Isabel says, this is a huge reason why I'm an electricity maximalist. It's very hard to sleep well in a hot room. Given the importance of sleep for health and cognitive function, it's not a stretch to say that air conditioning is essential for human flourishing. This is especially true on a planet that unfortunately keeps getting warmer.
Elon said, I love cold AC.
Joe Lonsdale says, AP is quite literally a propaganda arm of the left at this point. Sad.
Elon said, it really is.
Sir Doge of the Coin says, I like Elon Musk's unconventional names for his kids, but Bloomberg is just ridiculous. And that's because Bloomberg came out with this article about Elon's 12th child. We don't know their name yet, but Elon, of course, laughed because his child is not named Bloomberg. Elon said, anyone who claims that their political party does no wrong and the other party does no right is either a liar, a fool, or both. And it's now time for Community Mail Time.
Community Mail Time.
Remember, share your stories, photos, and videos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Francois sent us this Optimus prototype with the Tesla Texas badge in a newly opened Tesla shop in Shanghai.
Arthur spotted this wrapped Model 3 in Prague, Czech Republic.
Jacob saw this Honda Prologue EV in Lake Grove, New York.
Pete saw this Cybertruck on display in Parramatta, Sydney, Australia.
Hanno sent us this picture of his Model X towing a boat.
Kathy spotted this VW ID3 in Split, Croatia.
Robert sent us this picture of his Cybertruck towing a trailer at his church.
Andre sent us this picture of a low-riding Model Y in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Moritz sent us this picture of a Model S Plaid and his Plaid t-shirt in Oslo, Norway.
Nice. Tom spotted this green wrap on a refresh Model 3 in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Sean sent us this email after receiving the Fantech battery air bank.
He said, I just wanted to say thank you for recommending a great product. Fantech battery air bank was the perfect Father's Day gift for my father and I.
Oh, that's so that's nice. Awesome.
Diane spotted the Cybertruck in Sanford, North Carolina. Oh, look at the outline there.
Oh. Brian spotted this custom geometric wrapped Cybertruck with a camping trailer at a campground in La Verne, California.
It's amazing how fast these are getting wrapped.
I know.
And Lhasa sent us this picture of the Dubai police Cybertruck that they got to see in person. Yeah, we talked about that last week. That's awesome.
It's funny to have a police car, like, with...
Do not touch the police car. Stand back, tourists. And remember, send us your EV tips for our EV Tip of the Week segment. Send those to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. It is now time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there in the world of superchargers.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Art Shalik at the Farley Plaza on the Atlantic City Expressway at the newly installed supercharger. There's 8 stalls here. And it's on the westbound side of the Atlantic City Expressway exit here to the Farley Plaza, which is in the median of the expressway. On the other side is the other side of the buildings. There is the southbound lanes. In the building, there's restrooms, a Burger King, Starbucks. So it's a great stop, great place to stop on your way back from Atlantic City, from the Shore Points to Philly and Pennsylvania. I give this a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Hello, Jesse and Zach. Welcome to Supercharger Heaven. We are in Hilden, Germany. It's your supercharging's creme de la creme. Over 40 chargers, Tesla chargers, a nice seat and green bistro, 11 Fastnet 300 kilowatt superchargers, it's almost as far as the eye can see. This is like, you get into here, you see Teslas come and go. This is what the future should look like. There are chargers for stationary, so low voltage for if you are pooling or you work here, you park your car, charge it for 12 hours and you do your thing, come back from work and your car is charged. Or of course, on a trip and you just take your pick. Now, I was here last year during the summer holidays and it was stacked. But you didn't have to wait. It's like people come and go as, you know, charging is super fast. I give this supercharging station a 10 out of 10. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Supercharger Review. Chartres Supercharger in France. 22 stalls, plenty of space. There's a restaurant, a in the hotel and restrooms. Not much else, so I'll give it 7 out of 10. I'm charging here my MG ZSEV, and it's working. Perfect. Now you know.
It's June 1st, 2024, and way back a decade ago, Tesla bought an old Burger King here in Kettleman City and put together this flagship supercharger facility. Let's see how it looks today, 10 years later. Well, certainly the AstroTurf has held up, and there are 40 stalls here. Now, over there on the other side of Highway 41 are 55 stalls, brand new, 250 kilowatt, 55 stalls. These, because it's from a decade ago, are 150 kilowatts. So, and if we look inside the former Burger King, that is the Tesla Lounge, let's see how it's holding up. Well, usually you put in the code, but I don't know, it just sort of hangs open here. Lounge access. And there's some showroom things. Here's some merch, including belt buckles, some caps. Hi there. And we're closed. Coffee, Tesla coffee bar, some vending machines, but just like a 2012 Model S 75, this lounge is looking pretty worn. I mean, the seats are held together with scotch tape. It's like an airport or any other travel place that had a Model Y is showing some age. And that's our report on the aging Kettleman City Tesla Lounge at 40 stall charging station and 150 kilowatt right across the street from the 55 charging station, 250 kilowatt station here in Kettleman City, California.
Man, some big superchargers we got.
A 40 in Germany and a 40 at Kettleman. Wow.
Right next to a 55.
Yeah.
So... Woo. A lot of superchargers.
Holy gamoly. Wow. Good job, guys. Yeah, and remember, you can post your supercharger reviews, your destination charger reviews at our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and then you can go watch them. It's really great. And if you're like, well, I don't really know how to make a video, talk to some kid in your life. They probably know how to do this, right? It's not that hard.
Right. The only thing that you're going to have to instruct them to do is hold the camera sideways.
Right.
And they're going to tell you that that's wrong. But because we're like this, that's why we do it that way.
All right. So what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
Number 21 in Belgium is the 16 stall version 4 in Dijon, Belgium.
Number 2081 in China is the 3 stall in Nanjing.
Number 70 in Spain is the 8 stall version 4 in Torija, Spain.
Number 193 in France is the 12 stall version 4 in Aurillac, France.
Number 91 in Australia is the 12 stall version 4 in Taree, New South Wales.
We have the 16 stall in Austin on East Ben White Boulevard, Texas.
Number 163 in Texas is the 16 stall version 4 in Brownsville at Boca Chica Boulevard, Texas. So down at Starbase.
Nice. Number 8 in Slovenia is the 10 stall in Slovanska Bistrica, Slovenia.
This next supercharger site is number 28 in Denmark, and it has expanded from a 12 stall to a 28 stall. Now it is a version 4. It's in Copenhagen North at Lyngby Store Center, Denmark. I think we've been there.
Yeah, I think so. Number 48 in Arizona is the 12 stall version 4 in Mesa, Arizona.
And number 465 in California, number 2,292 in the United States, and 6,449 in the world is the 12 stall in Simi Valley at Erringer Road, California.
All right. Love it. Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
Try Babbel and see how far a quick 15-minute lesson will get you speaking a new language.
Click the link in the description. You'll get 60% off on your subscription. And a little plug here for a podcast that we were on when we were visiting EnergyX in Austin, Texas.
Zach and I were guests on the Extraordinary podcast.
That was a lot of fun.
If you can't get enough of our mugs, go check out the Extraordinary podcast.
Really great audio and video, by the way. Well done, Teague and Spence. Awesome hosts.
We dove into so many fun topics like SpaceX, Tesla, Optimus, and more. And We gave a little bit more like background on us than I think we usually do on
this show. Talked about Pike's Peak and all sorts of fun stuff. So I really urge you to go check it out. It was a really fun time. And thank you guys for being awesome. And thank you to all these patrons here who support us. We couldn't do the show every week without you. You guys rock.
We'll see you guys next week.
Now you know.
How do you make passwords that are strong enough so no one will guess them, you won't forget them, and find a way for everyone in your company to do the same without ever needing to reset them? Sounds impossible, unless you have 1Password. Companies lose hours every day just from employees forgetting and resetting passwords. A single data breach costs millions of dollars. 1Password secures every sign-in to save you time and money. Any device, anytime. 1Password lets you securely switch between iPhone, Android, Mac, and PC with convenient features like autofill for quick sign-ins. Protect your global workforce with simple security, easy secret sharing, and actionable insight reports. Right now, listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/runoftech for your growing business. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/runoftech today. How do you make passwords that are strong enough so no one will guess them, you won't forget them, and find a way for everyone in your company to do the same without ever needing to reset them? Sounds impossible, unless you have 1Password. Companies lose hours every day just from employees forgetting and resetting passwords. A single data breach costs millions of dollars. 1Password secures every sign-in to save you time and money. Any device, anytime. 1Password lets you securely switch between iPhone, Android, Mac, and PC with convenient features like autofill for quick sign-ins. Protect your global workforce with simple security, easy secret sharing, and actionable insight reports. Right now, listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/runoftech for your growing business. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/runoftech today.